Good old Superman, right? Oh, friends, whether you are joining us right here in house or online in your own homes, wherever that might be, anywhere in the world, we are just thrilled that you're with us today for, again, the last week in our series here, Unlikely Heroes. What we've been doing the last month and a half is we've been highlighting different folks in our own community, very hardworking folks, folks like custodians and healthcare workers. We've been highlighting delivery workers and grocery workers, parents, and all the things been thrown their way throughout this whole pandemic. We've been highlighting them because all of these folks have kind of found themselves in these heroic situations that maybe they never even saw coming as we've all have dealt with COVID-19. There are many other professions, actually, so many other professions and vocations that we could have highlighted in this series. But if you've been tracking with us for the past several weeks, if this series has taught you anything, we hope that as you see unlikely heroes serving you in the community, we hope that you recognize them and that you say thank you to them. Let them know how much you appreciate them. But this week here at Bethany, we have one final group of people that we would love to say thank you to. And that, of course, is our teachers. Our teachers. Teachers, we've always known, actually, that you are heroes. And not just because you teach us the difference between who and whom, right? But we know that you're heroes. Because teachers, we know you dedicate your lives to those kids, those students who are in your care. It's what you do. But we also know, teachers, that right now, there is a lot of stress. There's a lot of weight that's really and truly on your shoulders because this new school year to come is truly going to be like one of no other. And so, teachers, as we begin this new year, we want to say thank you. We want to say we appreciate you and we want to highlight you. Teachers, I actually come from a family of educators. My mom is a retired teacher. My sister teaches fourth grade. My wife now she stays home with our kiddos. But before that, she rocked it as an elementary school teacher. So I've been around this world my entire life. And if you think that teaching is just gel pens and stickers, right, you just don't know. You just don't know. You watch a teacher go into work every single day. I have, right? I've seen it. I know what it's like. Watch a teacher go into work, and what do you see? They're carrying like all this stuff, right? Teachers, they got their stack of worksheets this thick that they graded last night, right? They got the lamination that they cut. They've got their Chromebook and this clunky software that they're still trying to figure out. They got, on the other hand, the thermos of coffee, which they drink with caution because they don't really get a restroom break for a while. they got other stuff. They got other bags. They got that grant writing paperwork with them. And since they run the school yearbook and coach volleyball, they've got all of that stuff too. And that is just Tuesday, okay? That's the world of teaching. But if you watch closely, you'll know that that is just skimming the surface. Watch closely. Who are the ones? Who are the ones? When your child's school is in the path of a tornado, who's the one who moves your child to a safe place and makes sure that they are cared for and that they're not afraid? Who's the one? Who's the one that when your child has an anaphylactic reaction in the classroom, who's the one who has seconds to spring to action and pray that that EpiPen works? Who's the one? Who's the one when a child's home life has been shattered to pieces? Who's the one? Who's the one who creates a home for that child for 8 hours a day so that child can have a stable environment and know that they are loved? Who's the one? Who's the one who has to train how to properly barricade a door? And how many teachers have had to do that when it's not a drill? If you ask me, teachers are some of the most talented and loving and fiercest people that I know. We've always known that teachers are heroes. In fact, I mean, enter the 2020 pandemic, and what did teachers do? They do what they do. They rise to action. I want to share a couple stories with you here. In South Dakota, there was a teacher named Mr. Waba. And Mr. Waba had a student this past spring who was having a hard time with her math assignment for that day. And so what does he do? He goes to her home, and he teaches her the assignment right outside of her window. Then you have Mr. Powell's, who every day of lockdown packed and delivered a lunch for 85 of his students. Students who he was pretty sure that was only going to be their main meal that day. Or this next story, Ms. Rodriguez. This happened actually this past week. She is going back to school teaching, and she teaches in a portable classroom. And as she was looking at the mandates for this upcoming year, she was realizing how much instructional time was going to be lost because she would have to be sending her kids to the main building to wash their hands over and over and over again. And so what does she do? She did what probably any teacher would do in that situation. She went on GoFundMe, right? And she raised funds for not just one, but three sinks to be put in the portables in that school. She even said this, I love this. She said, when they're not with their parents, they're my kids, and I have to defend them like they are my own. Spoken like a true teacher. Teachers are heroes. We've always known this, right? But actually, they've always known this, that teachers are heroes, even back in the days of the Bible. Friends, if you have a Bible with you this morning, maybe you have an app on your phone, I encourage you to get that out right now. Fire it up and open up to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4. The Gospel of Mark is the second book of the New Testament, and it tells about the life of Jesus and all the things that he did while he was here on earth. We're going to look at a story that comes from the book of Mark chapter 4, starting with verse 35. This here is a story about Jesus and some of his disciples and something that happened to them one day. Take a look. It says, on that day, when evening had come, he, Jesus, said to them, let us go across to the other side. So they're getting ready to cross the sea. All right, they're hopping on a boat and they're crossing the sea. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But as he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, maybe you've heard this story before, maybe not. But either way, when I was reading this text here this past week, something really stuck out to me, at least. Actually, two things. The first thing was this. Okay, so again, Jesus and his followers, his disciples, they're out there on the sea, and they're in this boat, and all of a sudden, this storm erupts. Okay, the waves are just crashing over the side of the boat. It's starting to fill with water. And everyone's kind of trying to figure out what to do. But keep this in mind. On that boat that day, there were a good number of professional fishermen, which makes them professional boatsmen, right? Peter, Andrew, James, John. This here, what they're doing that day, this is their wheelhouse, right? This is what they do. But did you notice what happens in the story? Who do they call on in that situation, in that crisis? Who do they call on? They call on Jesus, right? Even the professional boatsmen, right? Call on Jesus. Which probably speaks to how big of a storm this was. I mean, even the pros knew that most people do not survive storms like this on the sea. So that's one thing that stuck out. But the second thing really did to me. As that boat is about to capsize, when they are in that life-threatening situation, when they're trying to get Jesus' attention, what do they call him? Do you notice? Teacher. Teacher. I mean, doesn't that kind of stick out to you? I mean, put yourself in that situation. Put yourself on that boat, right? The waves, the storm, the lightning, everything is just swirling around you and you're crying out to help. Well, what would you call on Jesus in that moment? If it were me, I'd probably say, Lord, right? Almighty God, right? Savior of the world. That fits, right? No, but what do they say? What do they say? Oh, teacher, right? Mr. Jesus, right? Educators, you know, you've been there. You've been there, right? There's something happens in the classroom and you're dealing with it and the kids are there and they're in the some sort of crisis, right? And they call on to help. And what do they say? They say, we need a teacher. A teacher will fix it, right? It's so perfect. I love that part of this story. They cry out to Jesus. They call him teacher. 2020 has been quite a year so far. We all know that, right? And I don't make it a habit of making predictions from the pulpit, but I do predict this, and I feel pretty confident in this. There is a crisis coming your way at some point, right? Maybe this next year, or this next season of your life. It might be small, it might be colossal. I don't know when or what it's going to be, but I do know that all of us at some point in our life, and some maybe sooner than later, will be dealing with a crisis. A big crisis. I mean, whether it's COVID related or not, I mean, who knows? But in the next season of our life, many of us are going to be dealing with something. Something that is going to stop us in our tracks, knock us down to our knees, and leave us in need of help. But in that moment of desperation, when we're on our knees and we don't know what to do or where to turn to, friends, there's a prayer that we can say. A prayer that we can say, a powerful prayer. A prayer that actually I want to help you learn this morning. So, note takers, right? Get those pencils out, right? Or get ready to take some notes or make a mental note of this. Ingrain it in your mind right now. I want to teach you a prayer. I want to have you learn a prayer right now for the next crisis of your life. This is your prayer. Are you ready? Here it is. It's one word. Teacher. Teacher. One word. The same word they said back there in that boat. In fact, I want to teach you this phrase. I want to have us practice saying this prayer together as a community this morning. So whether you're right here in-house or whether you're in your own homes online, let's say this prayer together. Would you say it with me on three? Let's say it together. Let's pray it together. One, two, three. Teacher. Teacher. When you're in the next crisis of your life, call on Jesus as teacher. Why? Because when life is falling apart, and we're on our knees and we don't know what to do or where to go from here, when we call in the middle of that crisis, when we call on Jesus as teacher, what are we saying? We're actually saying something pretty big. Pretty colossal, actually. When we, in those moments, call on Jesus as teacher, we are saying that not only, Jesus, not only do we believe that you've got this under control, not only do we believe that you're gonna be with us in the midst of this, not only do we believe that you're gonna get us through this, But when we cry out to Jesus as teacher, we are saying, Jesus, we believe that you are going to use this. Jesus, you're going to not only get us through this, you're going to use this to shape me, to mold me, to strengthen my faith, to make me more like you. Because Jesus, you are a teacher, my teacher. So I'm putting my trust in you. Let's pray this one word prayer again together as a community. Let's say it together, all together now. What are we going to pray? We're going to pray, teacher, teacher. That is a faith-filled prayer, friends. That prayer is saying, Jesus, not only are you going to get me through this, you're going to use this. Do I see how? No. Do I see when? No, but you will. I believe you will. One day, this crisis story is going to be a faith story that I can share. Let's pray this prayer again. Let's say it all together now. We're going to pray, teacher. That prayer says, Jesus, if you have power over my sin, you have power over this. Let's pray it again, all together now. Teacher, that prayer says, Jesus, if you have power over death, my death through your death and resurrection from the grave, you have power over this. Let's pray that prayer again, nice and loud, all together. Teacher, that prayer says, Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. You died on the cross. You rose from the grave for me. And this crisis that I'm going through right now, it feels really big. It feels bigger than me, bigger than something that I can deal with. But Jesus, I'm going to trust you here. I'm going to trust that you are bigger than this crisis I'm dealing with right now. In fact, Jesus, I am trusting that you are so big that you're going to turn this into something good, because you're my teacher. Friends, you might be going through something pretty terrible right now. You might be dealing with some sort of crisis. Something in your life is just falling apart. Maybe it's your job, your marriage, your body, family, your home, or maybe it just feels like your whole life, it's just falling apart. Friends, you might be feeling like right now you're in a moment that you don't know where to go from here or what to do. But today, I'm telling you to turn to the one who can. The one who does see a way out. The one who is going to lead you out of this crisis situation that you're in right now. Friends, you have a prayer. A powerful prayer. A one-word prayer. That Jesus, you will get me through this and you will use this. Friends, if you are going through something really big and really terrible right now in your life, you not only have a prayer, you have a community. You have a community of people who right now are going to pray that prayer with you and for you. So everyone, all together, on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are going through big things right now, let's pray that one word prayer together one last time, nice and loud. Let's do it on three. One, two, three. Teacher. Teacher. We've always known that teachers are heroes. But that teacher, friends, he will always be with you. Whatever you're going through, he'll be with you. He will be by your side. And mark my words, he, Jesus, will always be the hero of your story. To him be the glory. Amen. Friends, would you join me in a word of prayer as we come to our teacher right now? Lord Jesus, teacher, we are here today having spent some time in your word and in time of song, Jesus, we are here reflecting on our lives and on you. Lord, there are things going on in the world. There are things going on in our community. There are things going on in our own homes, and they, for many of us, are huge. They feel like they're bigger than us. Sometimes we may even feel like they've already beaten us. But Jesus, teacher, we believe that you aren't finished with us yet. Our story is not over. Jesus, we believe that not only are you going to get us through this, Jesus, if we walk with you through this, we believe that you are going to use this. You're going to use it to show us how much you love us, to show us that our story is far from over. Jesus, there are people who are in need of healing. Maybe that's some of us here in this room or watching with us right now, or people who we know and we love. Teacher, help them. Help us. Help us to believe that you are with us, that you are the great physician, and that you will never leave our side. In the midst of whatever it is that folks might be dealing with, Lord, teach them things through this. Let them see that you are a healer of all kinds. Lord Jesus, our teacher, be with those who mourn today. Be with those who are in very dark places today at this moment. Show them, teach them that this is not the end, but there is always light in this world because of your empty tomb that is here for us all in the midst of whatever it is we are going through. Jesus, as we go into this next year, this next season of our lives, we pray that you would teach us many things. Jesus, help us to grow in the word. Help us to grow in our faith in you. We put our trust in you as our teacher, that you always, always have our best interests in mind, and that you are continually working on us to be more like you, Jesus. So as our teacher, Jesus, we are taking our lead from you, and right now we pray the prayer that you yourself have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.